A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus, you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now, fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be careful. For many of us, there can be an automatic tendency to hear Jesus' woes today as an admonition of someone or something of the past, the scribes and Pharisees. The truth is that Jesus' admonition, much like his mercy and compassion, is not bound by centuries and the reality of time. Jesus' woe to you is as applicable to us in 2010 as it was in first century Palestine. The trap of self-righteousness is not bound by centuries and the reality of time. The more committed we are to our Christian faith and to the behavior it expects, the greater the danger that we too can fall into the same trap and see ourselves on a higher level than others whose behaviors we censure or even attack. One has only to listen to the self-righteous rhetoric of groups, both conservative and liberal, in the church today to hear anew the preaching of the scribes and Pharisees. Our commitment has to be to a relationship, not a set of rules or laws or any kind of thing, but to a relationship with our God. Our Christian faith flows from this ever-deepening relationship. And when we are genuinely sincere in this relationship, as we come closer to the heart of God, we experience over and over again the freeing grace of mercy and the empowering grace of compassion. Our vision becomes clearer and clearer as we see ourselves and others through the eyes of the heart of God. This is what the Pharisees and the scribes forgot, that it was the relationship with the one who had given them the covenant, not the laws or the rules, but first the relationship with the one who had chosen them. The danger for us is when our faith becomes centered on the law, the rules to follow, rather than the one who calls, "Come, follow me." When we follow Jesus, we see that when the woman is caught in adultery and brought to him, mercy trumps the law. When we follow Jesus and see the leper approach him on a Sabbath, compassion trumps the law. Why? Because Jesus, knowing the heart of God as he does, knows that mercy and compassion have no limits, no boundaries. Jesus' behavior is in absolute integrity with who he knows God to be. There is no disconnect. By remaining faithful to deepening our personal relationship with God, we too become givers of mercy and compassion. Today is another opportunity to nurture our right relationship with the God who has loved us into being, looks at us and says, "Come, follow me."